It's not called China.
叫做满清政府。
It was the Manchurian dynasty.
那时候呢，有个年轻人。
And there was a young man.
他的名字叫孙中山。
And his name was Sun Yat-sen.
他就有个使命感。
Sun Yat-sen, and he had a mission.
他决定了要推翻这个满清的政府。
He wanted to overthrow the Manchurian government.
因为满清的政府啊是很专制的。
Because there were a tyrant or there.
好像一个人的命，一个人的命令啊，就要决定一切。
Because it had absolute authority over the lives of the people.
那没有商量的余地。
And there's no room for negotiation.
啊，这样子国家就不会进步。
And because of that, the government or the country could not progress.
所以当时的百姓的生活非常的清苦，辛苦。
And the lives of the people was very hard.
因为他就要创建一个大家一起来商量的政府。
And so this young man wanted to create a new government where everyone could participate.
叫做共和国。
And it was going to be a republic.
那他为什么有这个使命感呢？
Why is it that he had that mission or this will to change?
因为他看到一个需要。
Because he saw a need.
因此在教会是一样啊，我们怎么样培养一个使命感？
And therefore, it is the same in the church. How can we foster this sense of mission?
就是看到一个需要。
That is, we first need to see a need.
那保罗他为什么这个使命啊，出去传福音
？Why is it that Paul had this mission to preach?
那传福音以后，他又能够回来再照顾那些信徒
？Why is it that after he preached, he was able to come back and pastor the believers?
啊，这个过程啊非常辛苦。
And this entire process takes a lot of effort.
他有时候没有饭吃啊。
Sometimes he had no food to eat.
有时候去传福音啊，忽然之间啊，跑出一只狮子来啊。
And sometimes when he was preaching, some wild beasts would come chasing after him.
忽然之间有一些土匪要来攻击他们。
Sometimes robbers came to try and rob them.
有时候坐船啊，船坏掉了。
And sometimes their ship wrecked.
有时候被犹太人追杀。
Sometimes they were chased and killed by, were going to be killed by the Jews.
被他们打个半死。
And they were beaten by the Jews.
为什么他还是有这种使命感呢？一直做下去。
Why is it that he was able to hold on to his mission and continue his work?
因为他看到需要。
Because he saw the need of the church.
什么需要？我们来看《使徒行传》。
What kind of needs? Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章第九节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
在晚上有个异象显现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。第十节，保罗既看见这个异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。这是保罗啊，他有个晚上啊看到一个异象。
Paul saw this vision at night.
他看到一个马其顿人的呼声。
He saw a man of Macedonia calling him.
这个人呢，在请求保罗来帮助他们。
And he begged him to come over to Macedonia to help them.
那隔天呢，因为他们以前在传福音是一个团队。
Back then they preached in a group.
这个团队是包括路加在里头。
And this group included Luke.
就是《使徒行传》的作者。
Who is also the author of the book of Acts.
所以很多人啊，那保罗就一醒来以后啊，就告诉这一些人。
And so when Paul woke up, he told the rest of the group.
说，昨天晚上我做个异梦。
He told them last night I had a dream.
大家就很好奇，说什么异梦啊？赶快说。
I had a vision, and so everyone was very curious.
他说我看到一个人在请求我们去帮助他们，那个地方是叫马其顿。
He said that at night someone came begging him, and this man is from Macedonia.
所以大家就商量啊。
And so everyone had a discussion.
就讨论说好，那我们就去那个地方。
So they decided to go over there.
他们当时呢就有个结论。
They made a conclusion.
大家在讨论说这个异象是什么意思。
And they concluded what it meant, the vision.
所以他们就有个结论。
So their conclusion was.
那个结论就说啊，那这样神就是要召我们去那个地方传福音给当地的人听。
That God had wanted them to preach the gospel in Macedonia.
当时他们没有想象是怎么样的异常的布道会。
They had not planned for an evangelical service.
不像今天我们有着大型布道会。
It's not that they went over there to plan a large evangelical service.
也可能啊，他们也可能在想象说，像彼得哈、啊、当时传福音的时候，有3000个人来接受洗礼。
They probably imagined that it would be similar to how Peter preached to 3,000 and they were baptized.
他们在等候神的作为啊。
They were waiting to see what God wanted them to do.
所以他们就开船啊，开车出发。
And so they departed to go there.
我们看11节。
In verse 11.
于是啊，从特罗亚开船啊，一直行到撒摩特拉。第二天啊，到了尼亚波利。12节。
Verse 12.
从那里来到腓立比，就是马其顿这个地方的头一个城，也就是罗马的住房城啊。我们在这个城里呢住了几天。你看他们终于到了马其顿这个地方。
And after they travel a long distance, they finally arrived in Macedonia.
那马其顿是个行省啊，是一个很大的省会。
So Macedonia was a province or district.
那腓立比亚是其中一个城市。
And Philippi is one of the cities.
他们在腓立比亚住了几天。
They lived in Philippi for several days.
他们可能在等人啊，说，哎，既然是有人要请我们来的话，可能神就会感动那些人啊，来找我们。
They probably thought since God wanted them to go there, they would wait for someone to come and find them.
所以他们住了几天呢，哎，好像没有什么动静啊。
So they stayed a few days and realized that there was not much activities.
因此13节啊。
In verse 13.
当安息日的时候啊，我们就出城门，到了河边啊，知道那里有一个祷告的地方啊，他们就坐下来对那个聚会的妇女讲道。
And so on the Sabbath day, they went out to the city to where people held prayers, and they started to speak to the women who were there.
啊，等了几天以后，安息日到了，总是要出去呀。
After they had waited for a few days, Sabbath day came, and they realized that they probably needed to go.
因为他们的地方是在外邦人的地方。
Because the city where they were in was a Gentile city.
可能没有什么会堂啊。
And they probably didn't have a synagogue.
所以安息日的时候，他们就不能够到会堂。
And so the Jews couldn't go to a synagogue to worship, so they went outside.
因为没有会堂。
Because they did not have a synagogue.
所以他们就出去一个祷告的地方。
So they went to a place of prayer outside.
那祷告地方呢，也有一些妇女啊，在那边聚集。
And at that place, there were several women who were gathered there.
所以就开始对他们啊，正道啊，就来这个地方的目的就是要传福音啊。
So they started to preach to them because the purpose of them being there or going there was to preach.
啊，大家听啊听啊。
So everyone heard them.
那是不是大家都信主了都同意呢
？Do you think that everyone believed them and believed in the Lord？
没有啊，只有吕底亚这个人啊，神感动他的心，神打开他的心，让他能够听得明白。
Only the woman named Lydia, God opened her heart, and she was able to understand the gospel.
所以只有他跟他们一家的人啊接受福音。
Only she and her entire household received the gospel.
啊，他们起初以为啊，可能是很多人要接受主耶稣啊。
They probably had this vision in their mind that a lot of people would come to Christ when they went there.
很辛苦来到这个地方。
But they traveled such a long journey to reach this place.
来到这个地方，结果是一家的人他们决定接受福音了。
What they saw was that only one household decided to receive the gospel.
好吧，那再继续留下来吧。
But they decided to stay longer.
后来就碰到更大的问题。
But they encounter even greater tribulation.
他们被抓起来了。
They were captured.
被放到监狱里。
They were put in jail.
这个是让我们想不通的。
And so this is something that is hard for us to imagine.
马其顿的呼声呢？
There was a call from Macedonia.
有人求我们要去那边传福音给他们呢。
A man called us to preach the gospel to them.
按照我们常人的判断，按照我们的理性来说的话，应该那边圣工要很发达，神就预备好了。
According to our logic or common sense, we would assume that the Lord had prepared a lot of people there eager for the truth, waiting for them.
那你的圣工啊，可能是轰轰烈烈的。
And you probably imagine that the gospel would be preached so rapidly.
可能有很多人在欢迎着我们。
And perhaps there would be a lot of people welcoming them.
我们去非洲传福音呢。
When I went to Africa to preach.
那个我们一到会堂以前呢，那个很多的。弟兄姐妹已经在会堂的前面来欢迎我们了。
Before we even reached the church chapel, there were already a lot of brothers and sisters gathered there to welcome us.
我们又不是保罗啊。
We were not Paul.
你看保罗去那边传福音啊，竟然只有一个人相信哦。不但是如此啊，他还被关在监牢里。
But look here, Paul went to preach, and only one household believed, and he was even put in jail.
可是他们并没有灰心啊。
But they were not disappointed or discouraged.
25节。
Verse 25.
在半夜的时候，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神。假如他们有所埋怨、有所害怕的话，他们就不会唱诗赞美神了。
If they had any complaints or fears, they would not be praying and singing hymns to God.
这个困难、这个羞辱啊，不会打倒他们。
Even though they received such shame, they were not defeated.
啊，他们在里面再继续传福音呢、啊，结果禁足啊，他本身和他一家的人啊，都来信主。
And they continued to preach the gospel in jail, and the jailkeeper and his entire household were saved.
所以到目前为止啊，他。很辛苦哦，啊，一直坐船呢、啊，坐到这个腓立比的地方。
Up to this point, after his such a long and hard journey, he came to Philippi.
很高兴啊，终于来到这个地方了。
And he was very joyful to be there.
啊，神要我们在这个地方做工。
And he believed that God would work mightily with him.
神会保护我们。
And God would protect him.
不会让我们出事的。
And God would not let anything happen.
神会大大祝福。
And God would bless them abundantly.
很多人会来信主。
And many people would come to believe.
我们回去呢，好像这个转会报告啊。
And then they would bring a good report to the General Assembly.
好像园林教会的弟兄姐妹报告啊。
To report to the church members in Garden Grove.
结果没有想到，结果两家信主。
Out of their expectation, only two households believed.
不但是如此啊，还被抓去关。
Not only this, they were jailed.
还被打了一阵子。
They were beaten.
哎，这个不简单啊。
And so.
那他为什么能够保持这种？传福音的使命呢
？Why is it that they were able to hold on to their mission？
因为啊，他看到需要。
Because they saw a need。
因为马其顿人的呼声。
They saw that a man from Macedonia called。
这个使命感呢，一直使他继续往前进。
And because of the sense of mission, it caused them to continue to go forward.
啊，虽然是困难重重啊。
Even though they encountered many difficulties。
但是他那个决心啊，不改变。
But their determination was not changed。
我们今天也是一样。
It is the same for us today。
我们今天教会就有两大使命啊。
We have two great missions in this church.
那第一个就是传福音。
The first is to preach.
那我们是要看到有人有需要，有人在呼求。
And in order for us to preach, we need to see the needs of the people, someone calling us.
那传福音啊，是每一个人的责任。
And to preach is everyone's responsibility.
我们看马可福音。
Let's turn to Mark.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章的十一节。
Mark 16 verse 11。
十一。
Chapter 16 verse 11。
十六章十一节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 11。
他们听见耶稣活了啊，复活了，被玛利亚看见，却是不信啊。这个门徒啊，跟主耶稣三年多的时间呢、啊，现在主耶稣活了啊，也被玛利亚看见，玛利亚在告诉他们，可是他们不信。
After Jesus had resurrected, and then they told Mary, but she did not believe.
好，再来看十三节。
Verse 13.
他们就去告诉其余的门徒，其余的门徒也是不信。
And afterwards, they told it to the rest of the disciples, and they also did not believe.
这个门徒当中两个人也看到主耶稣显现啊，看到主耶稣复活了，再告诉其他门徒啊，门徒仍然是不信。
Even though Jesus had appeared to two disciples, they still did not believe.
两次了，对不对？
So he had appeared to them twice.
不信的人，我看就算了吧。
So it's probably
okay that 就不管他们的了。
So perhaps they would discard those people who did not believe.
但是主耶稣没有这样子认为啊。
But Jesus did not consider that.
来看十四节。
A consideration, verse 14.
后来是一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣啊向他们显现，责备他们的不信啊，心里刚硬，因为他们不信耶稣在那些他复活以后看见他的人啊。十五节
，verse 15。
那不管他们信不信啊，十五节啊，耶稣又对他们说啊，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。哎，你看这些门徒是不信的哦。
Interestingly, even though the disciples did not believe.That he resurrected, he still told them to go into the world to preach.
耶稣仍然说：“你们要出去传福音啊，因为你们看到了，你们看到我了哈。不管你信不信，你们已经看到我活了。
”Regardless of whether they believe that he resurrected, he told them to preach.
啊，你们看到我现在跟你们说话啊。
And he said to them, "You can see that I I can speak to you right now.
死人怎么可以跟你们说话?
How can a dead person rise and speak to you?
啊，你们看我的手啊。
Do you see my hands?
我真的就是我啊，你们拿东西给我吃啊。
And it is me, and you can feed me food, and I can eat that too.
所以不管他们信不信啊。这是事实，耶稣已经活了，这是事实。
Regardless of whether they believed or not, the truth of Jesus' resurrection holds true.
不信是他们的事情啊。
And so it really doesn't matter whether they believe or not.
不管信不信，我复活了，这是事实，所以你们必须要出去传福音。
The fact that Jesus resurrected was the truth, and so they needed to go and preach.
那为什么主耶稣啊对这些不信的人说啊，你们也要出去传福音呢？
Why is it that Jesus also told those who did not really believe to go and preach the gospel?
那不信要出去传福音，好像是很矛盾的。
It seems contradictory to tell someone to do something that they don't believe in.
那我们看看，我们今天就是我们对道理不明白的话。
Today, if we don't understand the gospel very well,
我们对圣经的道理对教义啊不是很清楚。
Perhaps we do not understand the truth of the Bible or the doctrines very well.
但事实是摆在眼前啊，耶稣是救主啊。
But the truth still stands, and the Lord Jesus is Savior.
耶稣已经复活了。
And he has resurrected.
说今天怎么把福音传给那些需要的人
？And so we still need to preach the gospel to those who need it.
因为很多人在呼求啊。
Because there are many people who are calling out.
很多人在请我们去讲道理给他们听。
Many people are calling out for us to go and preach the gospel to them.
很多人需要救恩。
And many people need salvation.
因为很多人在那个黑暗当中啊，死因的黑暗当中。
Many people live in darkness of death.
但是他们不知道要去哪里找耶稣啊。
That they don't know how or where to find Jesus.
那五十几年前，我妈妈啊生了，她生了很多孩子。
About 50 years ago, my mother bare many children.
当然不是一下生很多孩子，我现在是简略的哈，是说我妈妈有很多孩子。
Of course, my mother didn't bear all the children at the same time, but she had many children about 50 years ago.
那我三个哥哥呢，就相继哈，在一年一年的，就总共死了三个。
And so I have three elder brothers who were born one after another.
啊，家里的人呢都一直生病。
And then people kept getting sick in the family.
很不平安呢。
And there's no peace in my house.
当然我自己，我三岁的时候我还不会走路，我还不会说话。
And when I was 3 years old, I could not speak and I could not even walk yet.
所以我妈妈就决定了，说我们不能够再拜佛教了。
So at that time, my mother decided that we should not worship idols anymore.
我们比较信耶稣。
We would like to believe in Jesus.
但是我妈妈是乡下人呢。
But my mother was from the countryside.
乡下人又是农夫。
And she was a farmer.
那个城市的教堂啊，她不敢去。
And she didn't dare to go to a church chapel.
反正人家这个教堂都是那些读书人去的地方。
She felt that only the educated people went to church.
啊，是有钱人去的地方。
Only the wealthy went to church.
所以她也不知道去哪里信耶稣啊。
And so she didn't know where to go to worship Jesus.
她是想信耶稣。
Because she wanted to believe in Jesus.
但是不知道去哪里啊。
But she didn't know where to go.
所以她就像马其顿人一样，在呼声啊。
So she was like the man from Macedonia calling out.
那有呼声的话，神就会派人来帮助啊。
And because she had this will, God sent someone to help her.
所以神就派遣一位啊，当时教会弟兄啊，他是用脚踏车啊载着东西出去卖啊，刚刚碰到我的妈妈，然后我妈妈在告诉他这个情形，说我们现在这个情形要怎么办呢？刚好他是真耶稣教的信徒啊，再把福音啊传给我们。
At that time, there's a brother who sold things, had a business on bike. He was selling things on bike in various towns, and he met my mother, and my mother told him her needs, and he was one of our church members, and so he brought her to church.
我们想想，今天世上是有很多人是需要福音的。
So today, there are many people who need the gospel.
啊，他们在呼求。
And they're calling out to us.
但是呢，是不是有人去帮助他们呢
？But are there people ready to help them？
那可能我们的四周围，可能我们的邻居就是需要福音。
Perhaps our neighbors need the gospel。
我们的朋友就是需要福音。
Our friends need the gospel。
那我们要怎么能够传福音给他们
？How can we preach the gospel to them？
那当我们要使命感呢
？We need to have first the sense.
我们要看到他们需要。
We need to see their need。
有时候在谈话当中，我们要知道他们是有需要的。
Sometimes through our conversation, we can tell what kind of needs they have。
那我们怎么传呢？
And how can we preach them?
来看《使徒行传》二十二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传二十二章。
Acts chapter 22.
十五节。
Verse 15.
使徒行传二十二章十五节。
Acts chapter 22, verse 15.
因为你要将所看见的、所听见的，对着万人为他做见证。
主耶稣
在异象当中啊，向保罗显现
了。Jesus appeared in a vision to Paul or Saul.
然后他说，对他说，你要去传福音呢。
He said you need to go and preach the gospel.
那怎么传呢
？How would you preach?
十五节说啊，你要将所看见的、所听见的，对着万人做见证。
In verse 15, he says, "You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard."
所以不需要保罗什么特地的准备。
So Paul didn't need to make special preparation.
不需要用他的头脑去思想说到底是怎么样去传福音呢
？He didn't need to use his brain to think of what strategies he needed to use to preach the gospel.
啊，传福音对我们今天来讲好像是很困难的样子。
Because the gospel, preaching the gospel seems like a very complicated task to us today.
啊，有一次我在一个教会领会。
One time I was giving a sermon at a church.
啊，那下午的时候聚完会了。那我就先到传道房休息。
In the afternoon after church service, I went to have a break in the pastor's room.
啊，忽然有位老姐妹啊在敲着门。
And an old sister came to knock on my door.
啊，她说啊，传道传道，赶快起来呀。
And she said, can you please wake up, pastor?
啊，外面有个慕道者啊，我们都不知道怎么跟他传福音呢。
There's a truth seeker outside, and none of us know how to preach the gospel.
然后我就出去看。
And so I went to look.
啊，真是外面啊，大概有六个姐妹啊，坐在那里说话。
There were six sisters chatting outside.
啊，站着有一个慕道者。
And there was a truth seeker.
啊，那个慕道者是自己看着招牌啊走进来的。
And this truth seeker had come because he saw a sign outside the church.
结果六个姐妹呢都不知道怎么去跟他谈。
And none of the six sisters knew what to say to them.
所以要赶快敲传道的门说，赶快起来呀。
And so they knocked on my door.To ask me to speak to them.
那事实上传福音是不是很困难呢？
It is true that it is hard.
不是很困难呢。
It is not true that the preaching the gospel is hard.
因为圣经说啊，只要把我们所看见、所听见的对着他们做见证就可以了，就够了。
The Bible says that you just have to say to them what you have seen and heard, and that is enough.
我们回家以后就马上可以传福音呢。
And as soon as we go home, we can preach the gospel.
因为我们回家以后可能要跟我们邻居说话，跟我们朋友说话。
Because after we go home, perhaps we need to speak to our neighbors and to our friends.
啊，说话的话，我们就说，哎，今天我到教会去。
And during our conversation, we can tell them that today we went to church.
I 我看到有个姐妹在领诗。
And I saw a sister leading hymns.
哦，她很会领诗啊。
And she was very good at leading hymns.
哦，我看有些弟兄姐妹他们很热心的、啊、哈，他们。在公司上班是很高的职位，可是他们来教会呢，他们跪着在拖地啊。
And we also have brothers.
跪着在洗地板。
Even though they have five high positions in the companies, they after when they're at church, they would kneel down on the floor to wash the floor.
哇，让我非常感动。
And they really moved me.
哦，我们今天教会有特别的聚会。
Today we will have special service at church.
有特别的聚餐。
And we also have a special meal.
啊，就是因为有位弟兄啊，从台湾来，我们就欢迎他。
Because there's a brother who came from afar, and we wanted to welcome him.
啊，今天传道在正道的时候啊，有机会我听得非常感动。
And we can also tell them and share with them that during sermon, what message or passage really moved you.
所以你看，我们有讲不完的话了。
So there are endless topics we can share with.
我们有做不完的见证啊。
We can bear so many testimonies.
啊，太多了。
There are too many.
所以我们每次都跟我们朋友提醒哈，都提醒说我们在教会所看到的，我们在教会所听到的。
So every time we have a conversation with our friends, we can remind them of the things that we have seen and heard in church.
只要把这些告诉他们是够了。
And as long as we tell them these things, it is enough.
然后他们就会很好奇呀、啊。
And then they would be very curious.
哎，那你们教会是什么样的教会呢
？They may start to wonder what kind of church.
在哪里呢
？And where this church is.
啊，你们什么时候做礼拜啊
？And they may wonder when we would have church service.
然后接下去就说我能不能去呀、啊、
？And then they may take the next step to ask how can I attend as well.
因此，我们经常把教会的消息呀、啊、告诉我们的朋友。
So if we constantly share the messages from church with our friends,
把我们所看到的所听到的告诉他们就
够了。 And we share what we have heard and seen, and that is enough.
马其顿人的呼声啊。
This is like the call from a Macedonian man.
不要忘记啊，有很多人有这个属灵的需要。
Do not forget that there are actually many people who have the spiritual need.
我们不要看外表啊。
We should not look at appearance.
有人外表啊穿得很漂亮。
Sometimes some people dress very nicely.
但是内心啊非常的空虚啊。
But inside they're so empty.
内心非常的痛苦。
They are suffering so much inside.
有一次我们去访问一位慕道朋友。
One time I went to visit a truth seeker.
这是一位太太。
And it is a woman.
这位太太她住了一间非常漂亮的房子。
She lived in a very beautiful house.
她跟一个孩子。
And she had a child.
这个孩子有这个自闭症。
And this child had autism.
那我们看到她住的很漂亮的房子都很羡慕啊。
She lived in such a beautiful house that it isis the envy for many people.
房子很漂亮。
Even though the house was very beautiful.
那摆置得也很不错。
And it was so very well decorated.
可是呢，在谈话的时候，他眼泪就掉下来。
During our conversation, tears came down, rolled down from her eyes.
我们心里面就很纳闷啊，你住那么好的房子，你还掉眼泪啊？
And so we wonder in our hearts, why is it that she shed tears?
那其他的人怎么办呢？没有房子的人怎么办？怎么办呢？
We wonder why she is crying even though she has such a beautiful house. How can, what can other people do? That
难道她才说出她的故事啊
？And so she told us her story.
原来她是被她先生啊所遗弃。
So it turned out she was abandoned by her husband.
那她先生啊，为了要弥补她啊的损失啊，就要买一栋很好的房子给她住。
In order to make up for the loss, her ex-husband bought her a beautiful house.
可是她说啊，她要的不是这个房子啊。
But she said that what she wanted was not the house.
她要的是她先生。
What she wanted was was her husband.
她爱她先生。
She loved her husband.
她深爱她先生，可是她先生啊不爱她。
She loved her husband so deeply, but her husband did not love her anymore.
她先生啊跟别的女人走了。
Her husband left with another woman.
你看，作为一个太太，伤不伤心呢？
And so, as a wife, can you imagine how deeply sorrowful she would be?
当然，心里面很痛啊。
Of course, she felt a lot of hurt.
这个漂亮的房子对她来讲有什么意义呢？
So this beautiful house meant nothing to her.
因此，我们不要看外表。
And so we should not look at appearance.
很多人呢、啊，心里面呢、啊、住了很好的房子，可是，在内心呢、啊，在里面哭着，我们都看不到。
There are many people who live in beautiful houses, but inside they are so empty and they're crying.
有的是家庭不和睦。
Sometimes there's disharmony in the
house. 有的人是被疾病啊所缠着。
Some people are bothered by serious illness.
有的人是生意失败。
Some people have sustained a business loss.
有的人有忧郁症。
Some people suffer from depression.
他过着一个很痛苦的生活。
And they live a very pitiful life.
这个就是他们的需要。
So this is their need.
他们需要福音呢。
They need gospel.
因此我们要有这种使命感。
And so we should have the sense of mission.
那人来了以后啊，信耶稣以后，当然我们要去照顾他。
And after someone comes to believe, we need to also take care of them.
我们教会每年都举开全国性的代表大会。
There's a national church conference every year in the U.S.
那在开会的时候，每间教会都要代表代表这个教会来报告教会的情形。
And so every year, each church has to report the progress or situation of each church.
那其中就是有一项就是这个看看。这个教会流失的羊啊，这个流失的比率到底是有多少
？So every year there is a report on the church retention rate, and that is the rate of people who are newly baptized, those who stay, and those who are lost.
那流失的比率一般来讲大概是20%到30%。
So it's estimated about 20 to 30% of those who are baptized each year are lost.
那么换句话说啊，100个信徒当中啊，这有20个人他们迷失了。
For example, if you baptize 100 members, and about 20 to 30 will be lost by the end.
他们消失的。
They disappear.
没有什么消息啊。
Nobody can find
them. 有的是找不到人啊。
Sometimes nobody can find them.
有的他们就不来了。
Sometimes you contact them, but they don't want to come.
啊，那留着的人啊。
For those who stay.
80%、70%的人。
About 80% or 70%.
有的也不是每个礼拜都来啊。
Not everyone would come to church service.
就有很多人信心软弱的。
Many people have weak faith.
那这些人事实上他们也是在呼求啊。
And even those people who even those people are calling out too.
现在几乎每间教会都在呼求。
So from the meeting, we can see that every church has people who are calling out.
呼求什么呢?
Calling out for what?
我们传道不够啊，我们这个要需要传道留在我们本地教会久一点的时间呢。
Every church is calling out that there are not enough preachers, and we need the preacher to stay at the local church longer.
啊，软弱的信徒也在呼求。
There are also weaker members who are calling out.
说几乎啊，每个人都在呼求啊。
So almost everyone is calling out.
啊，我刚被派去芝加哥教会的时候。
When was first assigned to Chicago Church?
那有位弟兄啊，他打电话在。加州的弟兄打电话给我。
At the time, there's a brother in California who called me.
啊，他说有位弟兄啊，他们全家人搬到啊中部的地方。
He told me that there's a family who moved out to the Midwest.
啊，已经有三年的时间了。
It's been 3 years.
但是他们都没有去教会。
But they have not made an effort to go to church.
那我看名簿，哎，芝加哥也没有他们的名字。
And I looked at the church directory and found that they were not listed under Chicago.
我问芝加哥信徒，没有人认识这个信徒啊。
And I asked Chicago church members, and no one knew of these members.
所以就他等于是消失了。
And so this family disappeared.
啊，那我就打电话给这位已经三年多没有来的信徒。
And so I made a phone call to this church member who had not been to church.
我打电话去的时候
，I made a phone call to him.
他们很高兴啊。
And they were very happy.
他说：“哇，感谢主啊。”
They said, "Thank God."
我们现在正想要回到教会。
We are thinking about returning to church.
但是不知道怎么回到教会。
But we don't know how to return to church.
你看有这种人呢、
啊。Can you imagine there are people
想回来不知道怎么回来。
They want to return to church, but they don't know how.
意思就说啊，已经那么久没回到教会，现在回来很不好意思的。
It means that they have not been to church for such a long time that they feel embarrassed to go back to church.
啊，刚好他们就利用这个机会再回来。
And so they took this opportunity and returned to church.
啊，有位弟兄啊，他也很久没回来教会。
There is another brother who has not been to church for a long time.
然后打电话给他。
So I called him.
他来教会了。
And so he came to church.
然后他第一句话。
The first words
that
came out of his mouth was.
啊，说他是某某传道叫我回来的。
A preacher so and so called me and told me to come back.
所以他好像很有理由，很有正当理由回来呀。
And so this was a very good reason or excuse for him to show up to church all the time.
他不是自己回来的。
He did not feel that he could.
他是那某某传道告诉他回来。
He needed to tell others that a certain preacher told him to go.
所以他意思就是告诉信徒，你们不要问我太多了。
And so he implied that the church other church members shouldn't ask him too many other questions.
所以就是已经信的信徒呢，也有很多人在呼求啊。
So there are many new believers who are calling out as well.
所以我们更多的工人啊，更多的信徒来照顾这些软弱的。
So we need more workers and more believers who are willing and able to help these believers.
我们刚谈到传福音啊，是要每一个人的责任啊，每一个人都要出去传福音。
We mentioned earlier that preaching is the responsibility. The responsibility for everyone.
但是牧羊工作是不是每一个人呢？
It is true that everyone can participate in the work of pastoring.
不是啊，牧羊就是 no. 就不是每一个人都要做牧羊的工作啊。
Not everyone needs to pastor.
怎么样的人才能够做牧羊的工作
？What kind of people can do the work of pastoring?
那请看约翰福音二十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章十五节。
John chapter 21 verse 15.
十五节
John chapter 21 verse 15
他们吃完了早饭耶稣对西门彼得说约翰的儿子西门你爱我比这些更深吗彼得说主啊是的你知道我爱你耶稣说你要喂养我的小羊然后第二次第三次也是一样说你要喂养我的羊那么这边耶稣啊就问彼得说你爱我比这些鱼啊153条这些鱼更多吗
So they had caught 153 fish and so Jesus asked Peter do you love me truly love me more than these
换句话说你爱我比这些物质上的祝福更多吗
In other words Jesus asked him do you love me more than material things
哦，我们今天都蒙受神很大的祝福啊
Today we have all been blessed by God
在物质上都不缺乏
And we don't lack anything materiallyspeaking
我们应该是很感恩的、啊、
So we should be very thankful
我们主要是到 国外去访问、
If you visit other churches
那些信徒、啊、都过着一个很简单的生活
In foreign countries our members live a very simple life
我看我们的房间、啊、都很多东西、
I discovered that we have many items in our rooms.
什么那个 night table, night table 上面还有个台灯、啊、
We might have a night table and we might have a night lamp.
那房子里面有很多图案、啊、图画、啊、
We might have a lot of paintings on the walls.
还有个梳妆台。
We might have a dresser.、
啊、还有一个电视机。
Desk. We might have a television.、
啊、很多东西、啊。
We have lots of things in our house.
那么国外那些信徒他们摆着什么东西呢？
What do our、foreign church members have in their house?
那个房间里面就是摆一张床。
They may have a bed in the room.
床上就是有被子。
And they may have、some sheets on the bed.
啊，其他东西就没了。
And then they have nothing else. They don't have anything else.
那我刚去的时候是，哎，好像是替他们觉得很可怜呢。
So the first time I went there, I felt kind of sorry for them.
但是我现在觉得替他们很感谢神呢。
But now when I visit them again, I thank God for them.
那事实上我们回家在做什么？我们回家。到房间里面做什么？睡觉啊。
In reality, once we come home from outside, what do we do in our bedroom?
我们所需要的是什么？
It's nothing but sleep.
就是一张床嘛。
That's all we need. All we need is a bed.
我们就是需要被子嘛。
And all we need is something to cover ourselves at night.
这样子晚上就能够睡觉啊。
And that's all we need to sleep at night.
是不是？我们就是需要这样子嘛。
Isn't it true? That's all we need.
那他们也是有啊。
And they also have the same need.
可是我们还很多很多这个 extra 很多这个。很多东西是很特别的
we,
多出来的
In addition to that we also have many additional things that are extra、
啊、那是神的祝福很好、啊、
And it is God's blessing It is good 让
我们能够过着很舒适的生活
So that we can live a very comfortable life
可是呢还有很多那个羊啊在呼声啊在呼求啊
But there are many many sheep who are calling out
那怎么办呢
What can we do
我们就是要去照顾他们、啊、
We need to go and tend them
所以去照顾人要有爱心呢、啊。
To take care of them and to take care of them, we need to have love.
有爱心的人才能够去照顾。
Only those who have love can take care of other members.
啊，没有爱心的话，去照顾这个问题会更大。
If you do not have love and you try and take care of other members, you would create even more problems.
就保罗他有为父啊，他有为父的心。
And so we need to have the heart of love.
啊，保罗他有好像做妈妈的心一样。
So Paul had the heart of a mother.
有这种心才能够去照顾信徒。
And because he had that kind of a heart, he could take care of other members.
啊，比如说我们这个园林教会呢，可能是有二十几个信徒啊，他们现在都比较少来教会。
Perhaps there are 20 church members who, from Garden Grove who haven't attended church service.
那怎么去帮助这些人呢
？And then we can begin to think how to help them.
他们可能在家里也是在呼求啊。
Perhaps they're calling out to us from their homes.
但是就没有人去帮助他们。
But no one goes to help them.
有一次我打电话给一位姐妹。
One time I call a sister.
那是安息日晚上大概是九点钟的时候。
It was 9 p.m. on a Saturday night.
那她，我就问她说：“你最近怎么样啊
？”So I asked her, "How are you lately?"
然后她说：“啊，我等到现在一直等啊，今天是安息日，她没有去安息日啊，一直等到现在。”你才打电话，第一个打电话来。
And so she said, I waited, until now. She didn't go to church service. And she said, I waited until now, and you finally call me.
那么换句话说啊，她在家里等别人打电话给她。
So in other words, she was waiting at home. She was hoping that someone would call her.
那因为我在其他地方，我不在她所在地方啊。
Because I was not from the same city as her.
然后我就打电话给她。
And so I called her after church service.
那她是什么问题呢
？What kind of problem did she have?
她说她早上去教会的时候，她的冰箱坏掉了。
So she said that when she went to church, the refrigerator was broken.
冰箱里面的食物都融化了。
And the food in the refrigerator was all spoiled.
所以她希望有人打电话给她，然后借这个机会呢，就告诉信徒说她有需要帮忙，看看她这食物啊能不能放到另外一个信徒家里的冰箱里。
So her own refrigerator was broken and the food was being spoiled and then she was hoping that someone from church would call her they could help her out so that the food could be stored in someone's house
从早上一起床要就开始清理冰箱啊
and so she started to clean the things in the refrigerator from morning until evening
啊，她在想说她没有去教会应该有人会知道说哎，她今天怎么没有去教会呢就打电话来查查看呢、啊
And so she was hoping and waiting for someone to call her. Perhaps someone would notice that she didn't go to church.
结果呢，没有人打电话给她。
But nobody called her.
那这个会让她很失望啊。
And so she was disappointed.
因为她正需要帮忙的时候，哎，没有人去帮助她。
Because she needed help and nobody offered help to her.
所以我们想想是不是真的要牧养的话需要爱心呢？
So isn't it true that in order to pastor someone, we need to have love?
那爱心就是要关怀，就是要看看某些人的需要。
And to love, it means to notice people's needs and to help them.
就是眼睛要去看呢。
First, we need to look with our eyes.
好像马太福音第二十五章，主耶稣说了三个比喻。
In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus gave three parables.
第三个比喻就是有关爱心的比喻。
The third parable was about love.
那些有爱心的人，他们做什么事情呢？
What did those who had love do?
他们就是看到那一些没有衣服穿的就给他们衣服穿。
They saw those who did not have clothes to wear and they clothed.
看到有人生病了就去看他们。
They saw those who were sick and they went to visit them.
圣经一直提到这个看见。
And so the Bible mentioned several times that these people noticed.
那看见就是观察的意思。
They observed the needs of others.
所以这些义人，这些有爱心的人，他们是用眼睛去观察每一个信徒的动态。
And so people who have love have the eyes to look at the activities of other members to see what they need.
当然他们不是去看每个信徒的缺点的，然后批评他们，不是啊。
Of course, they didn't look in order to find faults in others.
他们是去看每个信徒的需要。
But they look carefully to see the needs of everyone.
然后才能够满足他们的需要。
And then they take the next step to fulfill their needs.
然后才会产生一种使命感呢。
And because of this, they had a sense of duty or mission.
有很多慈善机构的人呢、啊。团体的人，他们到深山里面去帮助那些穷人。
There are many charitable organizations who would go into the mountain to help those indigenous people.
有很多人得到疟疾呀。
Many people contracted malaria.
他们回到他们自己国家以后记者问他们说：“你还想不想去？你还敢不敢去呀？”
And after they return to their own country, some journalists might ask them, "Would you go again? Or do you dare to go again?" They said, of course.
为什么他们还敢去呢?
Why is it that they contracted malaria?
因为有使命感
了。Want to go? It is because they have a sense of
mission. 有使命感，因为那个困难呢，就阻挠不了他们。
Because they had a sense of mission, therefore nothing can stop them.
所以我们今天也是一样。
It is the same today for us.
那怎么样培养这个使命感?
How can we cultivate this sense of mission?
我们来看，最后来看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
16节 Verse 6 Ephesians chapter 3 verse 6
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 6
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来Ephesians 3 章16节说按着他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫我们心里的那个我啊心里的力量
I'm sorry, chapter 3, verse 16. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
以弗所书第三章是谈到福音的奥秘。
Ephesians chapter 3 talks about the mystery of the gospel.
这个福音的奥秘就隐藏着基督的爱。
And the mystery contains the love of Christ.
基督爱是长阔高深。
And the love of Christ is deep, wide, and long.
所以要怎么来回报基督的爱
？How can we repay the love of Christ？
说叫基督的灵哈来充满我们，叫我们心里面的人啊，心灵的人啊，刚强起来。
We need to have the Spirit of Christ fill our inner being so that we can be strengthened with power.
要服侍主也是要力量啊。
We need to have strength in order to serve God.
要刚强。
We need to be strengthened.
有一间教会他们要选举负责人。
There's a church who was electing their church council.
提名了很多人呢。
And they nominated many people.
因为信徒都可以提名。
Because everyone could nominate.
结果大概提了二十几个。
And so it turned out they nominated 20 some people.
所以负责人啊，就必须要去一个一个问说你愿不愿意被选举呀、啊？
And so the current council needed to go and ask every single nominee whether they were willing to serve.
难道很多人都一个一个说我不要了
？Many people declined.
到最后大概剩下四五个。
At the end, there were only 4 to 5 left.
那再勉励一下，再鼓励，然后增加一两个。
And after some encouragement, one or two other were willing to be elected.
所以很多人都很怕服侍主。
So there are many people who fear serving the Lord.
他们不是。怕服侍主是说不愿意挂个名字。
They were unwilling to have the title.
那挂名字跟不挂名字有什么不同呢？
What is the difference between having a title and not having a title?
不挂名字当然您有空的话就来，没空的话就不用来呀。
When you don't have a title, when you don't have time to come, you will not come.
是比较自由了。
So it is more free.
但是是在方便的时候才服侍主啊，在不方便的时候你就不用服侍主了。
It means that you can serve God only when it is convenient for you.
也不用担当什么责任，
and you don't have any responsibility.
也不会遭受什么批评，
and you will also not receive any criticism.
但是从另一个方面来讲，
but on the other hand,
主耶稣基督的爱就是那么不值钱啊。
Why is it that the love of Christ worth so little to you?
主耶稣基督的宝血也是很不值钱。
Why is it that the blood of Christ worth so little?
我们也不是要求这个，这个职务人员，这个负责人呢，每天来教会上班。
We did not ask the church council to come to church, report to church every day.
也不是要挑着100磅重的东西。
We also did not ask them to carry heavy loads such as 100 pounds.
主耶稣的爱那么大的话，就是要叫我们做这些事情，我们应该是义不容辞的。
If the love of Christ is so great, when He asks us to do something, why is it that we are not willing to do it?
那为什么有那么多的人呢？不愿意被提名，不愿意被成为这个候选人呢？
Why is it that there are so many people who are unwilling to be elected and into the council?
就是内心很软弱。
It is because there's weakness inside.
没有这个刚强的力量。
They do not have the strength.
那这里告诉我们。求他按着丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫我们心里面力量刚强起来。
It says that I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
因为基督爱是测不透的丰富啊，是测不透的。
Because the love of Christ, is full of glorious riches.
全世界东西啊，都可以被衡量，都可以被测量的。
Everything in the world can be measured.
就是这个小到灰尘啊，也可以被测量。
Even a piece of dust can be measured.
到太平洋的水呢，也可以被测量。
And even the body of water in the Pacific can be measured.
但是啊，基督爱是测不透的。
But the love of Christ cannot be measured.
那个测不透的爱在我们的心里头，怎么还不会刚强起来呢？
If the unmeasurable love that is so great can fill our heart, how is it that we cannot be strengthened.
假如测不透的爱在我们心里头还在不刚强的话，我们来做什么？我们就不用信耶稣了。
If this great love filled our heart, we can be strengthened.
所以我们看保罗对神为什么那么的癫狂
？Why is it that Paul seemed insane to others because of the love of Christ?
那个背后就是因为神的爱。
It is because he had the love of Christ.
神的爱在催逼着他。
Because the love of God was motivating him.
所以神的爱住在一个人的心里头的话，
so if the love of Christ dwells in somebody,
那他自然就会刚强起来。
He would be strengthened.
他就愿意做任何事情啊。
And he would be willing to do anything.
因为不是因为负责人叫他做。
They would do it not because they were told.
是因为神的爱在催逼着他。
But the love of God himself, motivates him.
所以我们想想。
So let us think.
神的爱我们有没有在我们里头呢？
Do we have the love of Christ inside us?
神的爱有在我们里头的话，
If we have the love of Christ inside us,
我们就会想到很多弟兄姐妹。
We would think of other brothers and sisters.
你看，有时候我们想想，心里面是很难过了。
And so when at this point we may feel very sorrowful.
有的弟兄姐妹找不到事情呢。
Some brothers and sisters cannot find a job.
有的弟兄姐妹还没结婚呢。
And there are brothers and sisters.
他们是需要结婚呢。
Who need to be married?
但是还没有合适的对象啊。
But they have not.Found a suitable spouse.
父母亲很着急呀。
And their parents are very worried.
我们是不是也要帮他们祷告呢？
Do we need to pray for them?
叫神的爱充满在我们心里。
Let us have the love of God fill our hearts.
我们用心去观察。
And so let us take careful observations.
我们就可以看到他们有很多的需要啊。
We will see that they have many needs.
就会这个爱，神的爱就会催逼着我们去帮助他们。
And the love of God will motivate us to help them.
去关心他们。
To care for them.
对很久没有来教会的信徒呢，我们会打电话给他们。
And for those who have not called come to church for a long time, we would call them.
我们会帮助他们，鼓励他们。
And we need to help them and encourage them.
帮助他们祷告。
We need to help them by praying for them.
我们想想，神的爱在我们心里头有多少
？Let us think how much love do we have of God inside us?
马其顿人的呼声啊，在呼叫了。
The call of the Macedonian man is calling out to us.
很多人呢、啊，在呼叫了，在呼求了。
There are many people calling out to us.
我们听到了吗
？Have we heard that call?
啊，我们再仔细听听看。
Let's listen carefully.
我们是不是已经听到了
？Have we heard?
啊，听到的话，我们就结束聚会啊。
If we have heard, let us.
听不到的话，再去等啊，等到大家都听到为止。
We can finish this service. If you have not heard, let us continue to listen.
好，都听到了哈。
And you have heard this calling.
他唱诗。
Let's sing him.
343首。
343。
I once came deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Men with deep resentment within, thinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry.From the waters named in me, now save am I. Long empty me, long empty me. When nothing else could help, long empty me.Empty me, love empty me. When nothing else could help, love empty me. All my heart to Him I give, ever to Him I cling. In His presence.Presence live, ever His presence seen. Love so mighty and so true, man with my soul's bestows. Faithful love and service to Him belongs. Love empty me.Love empty me when nothing else could help. Love empty me, love empty me, love empty me when nothing else could help. Love empty.Souls in danger look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by His love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. He knows He will obey.In your Savior wants to be saved today.